Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dettea along with Charlie Long in studio at 5:45. Steve Geller will join us for our triple option feature at 5:20. Brad Evans from BetMGM tonight and Odyssey Sports BetQL will join us to talk about the playoff games and also the national championship game. Before I go to Jimmy online, also want to tell everybody too, at 6:30 tonight, right here on the Big 870 WWL, Pelicans pregame, and at 7 o'clock, tip-off between the Pelicans and the Dallas Mavericks. Before I go to Jimmy, let me answer a couple of texts that were sent. One was about Quinn Ewers and where I had him rated, and it was a third-round pick before the season. Well, guess what? It stayed that way. Man, I've had people tell me why. I mean, so-and-so had him rated as a top 15 guy. No, that's not the case.
He's a top 15 guy. He's getting a GM fired.
There's no way. And so could he be a second day pick? Yes. And second day pick means second, third round. And I'm not saying some team in round two won't take him, but I think he's more of a third round pick guy at this stage. And this is in a quarterback starved draft. And that's all you need to kind of figure out. In a league that is starving for quarterbacks, they don't have enough in this draft class, he's going to be a third-round pick.
Mike, it's interesting because Quinn Ewers was such like a supernova prospect coming out. He was like,
he was either number one or number two on every rating service.
Right, and he started out at Ohio State, didn't play up there. He ends up transferring to Texas, and he's been the starter for the last couple of years there. But at the same time, you see a lot of – like, he's been a consistent start. I think he started 28 games throughout his time in Texas. He's 23-5, I'm pretty sure, is his record. The good team record, but as a player and a prospect looking for the NFL draft, I'm right there with you, Mike. He's a day two pick at best.
Yeah.
If not, you know, maybe he even falls out of the third round. And I don't think so because it's such a bad quarterback class and there's so many teams that need a quarterback. Well, but this is a guy that if he's taken on day one, that's
shocking to me. The other thing, too, is Charlie's hurt a lot.
Yes.
He gets banged around. Now, if you think it's tough at Texas, wait till you get into the National Football League.
My question is, Mike, you know, did he have the option to come back to school and maybe do like kind of take the Carson
at another
Beck
school.
Route? Yeah, like take the Carson Beck route.
He had that option.
Where, you know, Beck decided to move on from Georgia. He goes to Miami. He gets a huge NIL deal with the Hurricanes. He would have probably been in the same spot, Mike. Maybe a day two pick in this draft. He's not a first round pick. So he goes back to school. He gets plenty of NIL money to do so. And then he gets another shot at it. Maybe try and get some better tape out there for next year.
I don't.
That's what would have made sense to me for Quinn Ewers.
That's what I told you last week. That's what I would do if I was him. I know that there were schools willing to offer him a lot of money.
I think he may have gotten some bad advice, Mike.
I think that was his own choice, Charlie. I think he wants to play in the NFL. And he's being told incorrect information on where he's getting picked. I'm just telling you.
Nope,
somebody's in his ear about that.
I'm right there with you. He is not a day one pick at this point. And so, good luck to him. I mean, You don't want to wish any ill will on the kid, but it's just looking at his prospects for what he's looking at for this 2025 draft, he's not a first-round pick.
And you could make more money coming back to college than you could in year one as a third-round pick.
Exactly.
Other thing, too, is somebody asked me, what's the big difference between Joe Brady with the Carolina Panthers and Joe Brady with the Buffalo Bills? The big difference is Joe thought the same plays that he was running at LSU could be run at Carolina. Okay, the hash marks are different. In college football, the hash marks are much wider. They're condensed in the NFL. So he had to go back and relearn how the NFL game is being played and how to use different plays for a condensed hash mark. Once he got that down, you saw his impact with the Buffalo Bills. And he brought to the table a running game to them that they didn't have before. And you think about what James Cook does, Ty Johnson. Before that, it was basically the Josh Allen show. He was the quarterback and the top runner. He brings them a lot of the same sort of plays that he had at LSU, run a little differently, but he uses them, both James Cook and Ty Edwards, the same, Ty Johnson, the same way he used Clyde Edwards-Helaire. The exact same way. And both are really good receivers coming out the backfield. Now you say, okay, well, his offensive line's great. Okay, other than Deion Dawkins, name me another guy that's starting.
Is my guy Osiris Torrance playing, Mike?
No, he's not.
Oh, drats.
But you could have named that one. But I'm just saying, I think the big difference is...
I'm just a UL fan.
Yeah, and I think he's a hell of a player. I think eventually he'll be a really good player for the Bills, but I do think with Joe, the big difference is him getting used to the NFL game as opposed to the college game where the hash marks were wider. Let's go to our Oakwood Hard Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Jimmy and Gretna. Jimmy in the huddle with Mike and Charlie.
Hey, guys. I'll make it quick. I know you're coming to break. Me and Charlie agree on just about everything. The Zion dilemma. You know, we got him locked in for a few years. I know Stephen A. Smith yesterday was saying, trade him, he wants out.
Stephen A.'s been
You know,
saying
we've
that.
Already, I've told y'all this before. I told you, Charlie, we fumbled away Chris Paul. We fumbled away Anthony Davis. We can't afford to fumble this guy away. Tonight, they're playing Dallas. We're going to have 5,000 people there. Okay, the crowds are getting horrid. To the point people are saying, we got to move. Gail's going to, you know, she could move him to Vegas, blah, blah. I know Dennis
Lausch
and all that.
They're not going to move that team.
Vegas is going to be an expansion team.
They're going to be an expansion team with Seattle.
They're going to add 32, okay. Just like the NFL.
All right, fine. And my question to you guys is this. Okay, so Zion's not playing tonight at home, Dallas Mavericks tonight. I don't think Luka Doncic is either, maybe not even Kyrie Irving. So, yeah, the big stars are out for the game tonight. But my question to you guys is this load management issue, because a lot of people on social media are like, oh, here's Zion doing it again. Is this his choice? Is this his new agent's pushing, hey, my guy needs time off because, you know, we're pushing for a trade, that whole narrative? Or is this something internally from the organization? I tend to believe it's organizational that's telling him not to play tonight. You know,
well,
my question
but
to you
Jimmy,
guys is,
that makes no sense, zero common sense.
Who's choosing this? Who's choosing this tonight, Mike? His agent or the leadership, Willie Green and the organization?
It all goes back to Zion. That's his choice. Okay, it's his choice. But my thing is, it makes no common sense when you have your own fan base that is giving out their hard-earned bucks, and a big part of that is to watch Zion, yep. And you go play him in Chicago, but you won't play him in New Orleans? Explain me that. There's no common sense in that at all. And what Charlie brought up, 3 games this year he's played. 3 in New Orleans.
I mean, he's only played 9 overall, so it's not really that crazy.
But still, only a third of them here.
This is the Pelicans' 22nd home game of the season tonight. They're halfway through the regular season, by the way, and he has played 3 games in the Smoothie King Center.
I don't get it. I really don't. That to me, somebody there has got to get in somebody's ear and say, hey, look.
This is stupid.
This is not smart, and you are pissing off your fan base by doing this.
We've got plenty of texts that are right there with us, Mike, and I agree with the frustration of New Orleans fans because it's ridiculous. If he's not playing back-to-back, right, sit him in Chicago and play him in front of the home fans because he hasn't done it all year.
Has not.
So that's where my frustration lies. And in all honesty, I didn't see this coming. The news that he wasn't playing tonight, like with him playing 24 minutes last night in Chicago, which once again is like two-thirds of the regular workload of a starter in the NBA. I thought they were sitting him for minutes so that he could play tonight. And not even, like, we have a text that made a great point. Just play him 20 minutes again tonight, exactly. Right? What's the harm in it?
Exactly.
I don't get it.
I don't know, Charlie. And maybe they're not thinking on the common sense part of things. I had a text about what's the difference between the college and the pro hash marks. No, in the college game, the hash marks are much wider than in the pro game. And so when you calling plays or designing plays, that's the difference. That's the difference. And even Joe has talked about, I had to relearn the game, the difference between what was college football and what was the pros. And he adjusted it. But in Carolina, he was trying to run those plays that was working at LSU, but it wasn't in the pros because the difference in the hash marks. That's the big difference. In the college game, look at the difference in the hash. And it does in the NFL. It's a much wider difference.
To your point about the rushing attack for Buffalo as well, Mike, that you were talking earlier about James Cook going over 1,000 yards a season. But in the regular season, 16 touchdowns was tied for first in the NFL. It's no longer just Josh Allen, which is what I think makes this matchup
so
fascinating.
That's what makes it really good.
Because you have Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson on one side, which one of our texters had texted in and said that's like, you know, the old-fashioned thunder and lightning, right, so to speak. But with Josh Allen, who's a dual-threat mobile quarterback as well, and what James Cook has done this year with Buffalo has been really under the radar impressive. So the rushing attack for the Bills versus the rushing attack of the Ravens, you know, it's going to be who gets that first stop, right? Because both defenses have been playing really well as of late. But both rushing attacks are going to try and pound it right out your throat, and it's going to be a fun game.
Kind of the X factor is Ty Johnson, because that guy, man, when they need something, you know, because Cook can't carry the ball all the time. They rushed the ball 44 times against Denver.
Yeah.
But where Ty came into play kind of rests James Cook a little bit on that touchdown play. Mm-hmm. Was there a better catch? Now, again, man, I had to watch that a couple times that his feet weren't out of bounds, that he didn't touch him. And he came up with that catch. Ty's a really good receiver. And Kelsey Nicole Nelson watched him so much when he was at Maryland. Man, he was a heck of a football player at University of Maryland. He was a heavy-duty runner there.
I really like Ray Davis as well, Mike, the rookie back, but I think he's dealing with a concussion.
Yeah, he's been banged up.
So I'm not sure if he's going to be playing.
So they got three guys.
Yeah, it's a good three-headed monster.
And that is a big part of what Joe Brady wants to do, run the football and not have it all on Josh's back. I know he's built like a lumberjack, but, man, in the NFL, they out to knock you out.
Sure.
And so you can't take that beating all the time. We'll be back, and we'll have on with us Brad Evans from BetMGM tonight, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long in studio and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports BetQL Insider Brad Evans. BetQL Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to the BetMGM Tonight podcast for more analysis. Just search BetMGM Tonight wherever you find your podcasts. Brad, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hola, amigo. Thanks for having me back.
Brad, right off the bat, I'll let you knock it out. National championship game. And the one thing I will say that Brian Kelly was not a likable figure toward the end at Notre Dame. When you look at the new coach now, he's made Notre Dame likable, and it's even showed up on the betting lines because that line, they got a lot of people now that will tell me, man, I hated Notre Dame. I hated them. But now with that new coach, with Marcus Freeman, man, I like the way Notre Dame plays. Your thoughts on Ohio State-Notre Dame?
Yeah, I like Notre Dame plus the points, quite honestly, because they're a defensive acumen. They're one of the stiffest and stoutest defense in the entire land. Ohio State is number one in the country EPA per play defense on the season, also number one EPA per play offense. They got firepower galore across that offensive weaponry. But I think Notre Dame's going to keep this somewhat tight. You know, I think really honestly the best bet on the board is the under at 45.5 in this game. If you want to play this little parlay action, reduce the juice, get seduced by the juice, as I like to say, what I would play is Notre Dame up, get them up to like 14.5, take that total up a little bit higher, maybe to like 48.5, 50.5, and just do a simple two-legger, get it at low plus money, and fire away. I think this game will be fairly tight. And again, I think it's going to be nip and tuck and a low-scoring affair. I think it could be a field goal kicking contest there in the first half. May open up a little bit in the second half. But in particular, again, I like the under on the 45.5, and I'm playing this about a million different ways.
Brad, the one surprising game last weekend was just the physicality of the Houston Texans. They sort of limped down the stretch of the season, and man, they swung a bat, and they were hitting everything. And the Chargers were on the other end of the bat. Now they play the team. Okay, you play Kansas City. I think it's 8.5. Last I remember that the Chiefs, that they've been, a couple weeks off for their starters. They play the Texans. Man, but last week was all about the Texans' defense. It wasn't a great offensive show. Joe Mixon certainly made his presence felt. But, man, that really surprised me how well they dominated the Chargers on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, exactly. And they're going to have to show that kind of stiffness if they're going to compete with Kansas City. And I think they can. I think right now with the spread, whether 8.5 or 9, too many points, regardless, this should be a one-possession kind of game. I mean, that's the MO of Kansas City the entire year, finding a way to win some of these nail-biters. And they're a team, if you look at the advanced data, just kind of middling, kind of may, and they've been that way all season. Number 17 in the last 5 weeks in EPA per play offense, 14 EPA per play defense. Now, the Texans have had their sicknesses, very glaringly, there on the offensive side of things, although they came alive and really cured a few things last week. Number 27, though, EPA per play offense last 5 weeks better. You mentioned that defense, that upfront pressure, and on the back end, getting some timely interceptions, deflections as well. They're number 4 in EPA per play defense. Again, my best bet, if you're going to play the standard line, I like the Texans plus the 8.5. I kind of like the under in that game as well. Grabbed at the open at 42.5. It's down to 42 right now at BetMGM. And if you like the player props market, I love it. I think C.J. Stroud, I'm a loud, proud member of Team Stroud. I'm going to take the over on 13 and a half rush yards. He was opportunistic last week, and I think you're going to see that again in the rematch against Kansas City. Remember, he ran for north of 20 yards last time these two teams met at Arrowhead back in week 16. So with that number only being 13 and a half right now at BetMGM, one of my strongest plays is on that over, C.J. Stroud rush yards.
Eagles-Rams, I'm always impressed when a team doesn't play well and they still win. And that's what the Eagles did. Now, I will say this, the Packers, I don't know who came up with that game plan, but, man, you can pitch that one in the garbage offensively because, come on, you got to run the football more with Josh Jacobs. I didn't quite get that, but, man, it's tough for the Rams. They played a Monday night game. Now you got a cross-country play, and I know one thing, it ain't going to be Tahiti. When you play in Philly, it's going to be mighty cold, and they're giving, what, like 8 or 9 degree weather for the Rams to play in Philly. Your thoughts, Eagles, Rams, and I think it's a touchdown, either 6 or 6.5.
6.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if it finishes and closes like 7, 7.5. So if you want to bet the Rams, I would just play the patience game and wait closer to kickoff because I think the line is going to climb due to the weather. And, you know, a lot of people are going to say, well, these southern latitude teams and generally play indoors. They get outside in the elements and they fold like a house of cards. The good news is the Rams have a stellar run game spearheaded by Kyren Williams. So they can compete in rough conditions. And you know, with the frigid temps, I think they can hang in this game. So, again, I'm going to wait this thing out to 7, 7.5. Honestly, the one player prop I love in this game is with the Rams. It's Puka Nacua over 2.5 rush yards. That is it. He's done this in 4 of his last 6 games. All we need is one carry. With his break tackle ability, maybe on an end around, on a jet sweep, maybe a backwards pass, he's going to gain at least 3 yards. So I think every cat is going to be out of the bag for Sean McVay in this game. And I feel that Puka Nacua is going to get at least one opportunity on the ground. So love that over again on 2.5 rush yards.
Brad, there are a lot of people down here that are rooting for that kid, Jaden. And even though the Saints aren't in the playoffs, the Washington Commanders are the bandwagon team for a lot of squads. And, I mean, people love the Lions down here, too, because the connections with Dan Campbell and Aaron Glenn and all that good stuff as well. Detroit, 9.5-point favorites via BetMGM against Washington. And we were talking with Kelsey Nicole Nelson earlier in the show about this. For Detroit, if they don't get off to a fast start and just hit Washington with a tsunami early on, and if it's close and it comes down to the fourth quarter, it's a one-possession type of game, that's where Jaden Daniels and the Commanders get really, really scary. So, Brad, what are your early thoughts on this matchup?
Back door is always wide open.
Yeah, there you go.
Way too many points. Yeah. Way too many points. I'll take the Commanders plus +9.5. And I kind of like the under on the 55.5 as well. Everybody's expecting points galore. It's going to be like a pinball matchup out there on the field. School boards could be lighting up left and right. That could be the case. I mean, given the dynamic play of both these offenses and the defenses both lackluster. You look at Detroit, number 30 EPA per play defense over the last 5 weeks entering the postseason. Washington a little bit better, but terribly average. Number 19 in that category of the same duration. I think this will be fairly high scoring. I got it in the low 50s on my handicap. Something around like maybe 30-20. Makes sense, but you know, for the sake of me being with the Commanders, I'm hoping it's going to be 30-23. And the one player prop I absolutely love in this one is Diami Brown, kid out of North Carolina. Wide awake, came as a sleeper last week, and definitely boomed in the box score over 80 yards. It's only 29.5 yards receiving on his prop, and he's going to get a lot of Meek Robertson in coverage. He's going to absolutely torch him like a creme brulee at times down the field, down the left or right sideline. So it could be a couple of grabs, and he gets 30 yards, and 29.5 too low for a guy that is really starting to blossom here down the stretch and in the postseason.
Brad, I think all peeping eyes are going to be watching. Buffalo Bills, Baltimore Ravens, and okay, I said this before, to beat a man, you got to beat the man, but you got one more week to play after that because the Chiefs are probably on the other side waiting for you. But man, you talk about a rock'em sock'em game. It'll be Buffalo, Baltimore, your thoughts?
I'm going with the Ravens, boys. We've seen some line flippage as the Bills are laying a point, and now the Ravens are laying a point. Last check there at BetMGM, and it's moving, I think, in the right direction of who is going to be the winner. Baltimore to me, right out pound for pound, and being the Nimbers nerd that I am, all the EPA data backs it up. They're the best team in the NFL. The last 5 weeks, they enter the postseason, number one EPA per play offense. Oh, what a quinky dink. Also number one in EPA per play defense. You got the football Frankenstein there and Derrick Henry, who was built for cold weather environments. Lamar Jackson has been a running machine, picking it apart vertically as well. Things are trending in the right direction. They could get Zay Flowers back. I don't think they need him. Honestly, I think this game will be high scoring. I like the over at 51.5. I think it's going to be super tight in the end, but there will be a where there's a will, there's a way. And, maybe Tucker, boots one through the upright. I know he's had his struggles, but the opera singer could take a bow at the end as the Baltimore Ravens win on a field goal through the uprights as time expires. So give me Baltimore. I'll lay the simple un punto. And if you like a player prop in this game, give me the over Rashad Bateman, 37.5 receiving yards. I think he's going to catch a long bomb or two in this one and hit that with relative ease.
Brad, thanks so much for joining us. Man, always enjoy it when you come on with us. And, man, I like somebody gives a good opinion. Because a lot of times people, man, they wishy-washy about it. I can't say that about you. You got an opinion, right or wrong, you got one, and a strong one.
Exactly. That's what being a CEO of Team Huevos is all about. Have a good one, gentlemen.
Thanks
so much, Brad. That was the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports BetQL Insider, Brad Evans. BetQL Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. We come back, our triple option feature, myself along with Charlie Long, Steve Geller, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Steve Geller, Charlie Long. Steve, you first.
Well, first up, gentlemen, a big old happy birthday.
From the 7-yard line.
How about
Breeze in the shotgun, three receivers to his left, Mike Thomas alone to his right. Breeze drops back, has plenty of time, flushes out to the left, he's to the 5. He's going to spin off the tackles. Drew Brees dives into the end zone. Drew Brees, touchdown, Saints.
Happy 46th birthday to Andrew Christopher Brees. He is a legend, an icon, an inspiration to the city of New Orleans. Multiple records in the NFL. And I know I say this, and everyone will agree with this statement, that we sure do miss him right now.
Well, I would say, Charlie, you next.
As I'm going with one of the weirder stories that has been kind of percolating over the last few months in the NFL, Diontae Johnson.
Ugh.
I mean, he was cut by the Texans after apparently a locker room cancer. He was cut by the Texans after sulking after their playoff victory against the Chargers, kind of being the bad apple in the room, so to speak.
Wasn't involved.
And now he's been picked back up by the Baltimore Ravens. Which, let me kind of recap for y'all.
Okay, that don't make a damn bit of sense.
It doesn't make any sense to me either, Mike. But this is what's happened for Diontae Johnson this year. He was traded from the Steelers to the Panthers. The Panthers moved on from him. The Ravens picked him up in a trade ahead of the trade deadline. The Ravens cut him. The Texans pick him up because they had so many wide receiver injuries. And then the Texans just cut him. The Ravens pick him back up. It's been a really weird story to kind of follow, guys.
And that goes to show you, if you're talented, you get a bunch of chances in this league.
But get this,
Diontae
Mike.
Johnson is talented. That's why he's getting all these chances.
Joe Person, who covers the Panthers for The Athletic, had the great tweet that Cullen had sent me. Diontae Johnson now has as many transactions as catches, 5 of each, wow, since week 6.
Yow.
Now, so, he's not going to be available for the postseason roster.
No, this is what Adam Schefter had posted.
After the year.
Back to Baltimore, the Ravens claimed their former wide receiver Diontae Johnson on waivers today from the Texans, per the league's wire. This is a procedural move, and Johnson won't officially be awarded to the Ravens until after the Super Bowl. But he qualifies as an unrestricted free agent this offseason, and if he signs with another team, he factors into Baltimore's compensatory pick formula, potentially helping it attain an additional draft pick in 2026. So Johnson doesn't have the ability to play this postseason, won't step foot back on the Ravens practice facility, but Baltimore is using them to potentially get an extra draft pick in 2026.
Man, you got smart people in the front office.
Yeah, the Ravens know what they're doing.
They know how to move those chess pieces all around the board real well. And man, again, I go back to it, and that was going to be part of what I was going to talk about. When you're a talented guy in this league, okay, you can cut up a little bit. And they put up with it until the point where, okay, I got to cut you loose. But you get another chance and another chance and another chance. Look at Deontay Johnson. He's a perfect example of in the NFL because a lot of people felt when he went to Carolina, he was going to be their number one guy this year. Now, he took a shot at the owner, which, okay, doing it to that guy, you wasn't going to stay real long there. And he got cut loose. But because he's so talented, he will get multiple chances. And again, I don't know how long the Ravens are going to keep him. That was a procedural maneuver for compensatory picks. That's all that was. And the Ravens sort of, they smelled it out on that deal that that's what we're going to do to bring him back. And it does help them to maybe get a late round compensatory pick.
It's really fascinating to see kind of develop. It's been a strange journey for Deontay Johnson.
Man, has it.
Yeah.
He got some W-2s this year.
Before we hit the break, I wanted you to kind of answer this question from some of our listeners that were texting in earlier this hour about the difference with college versus NFL hash marks.
Yes, the way you line up in the college game because of the wider hash, there's certain plays that, okay, it's all tight in the NFL. If you try that same stuff in the way the linemen are kind of lined, defensive and offensive linemen, not going to work. And Joe brought it up in the offseason that he had to learn that there was a difference there. Certain plays with that wider hash worked at the collegiate level. Okay, it's just not about calling a play. Those guys can fill those gaps in very quickly at the NFL level. So he had to kind of change up a little bit and understand that with a narrow gap up front, it really affects your running game. It affects on not only the inside stuff, but also off the edge. Because now those guys, you know, in the college game, they can sort of line themselves off and put you like a little wall. In the NFL, it's really close. So, you know, calling that same play ain't going to work. And he's admitted that was part of his game of not understanding the running game and how it affected him because of the wider hashes where you had a little bit more room to get that running back through than you do with a much narrower hash mark. And, man, I give Joe a lot of credit. He learned it, and, man, look the success the Bills have. It also helps, too, when you got a great running quarterback.
Yeah.
Man, Josh, okay, you can do all that, and all of a sudden, man, the sea parts open like the Red Sea, and he takes off running.
Someone made a point that 7 of the 8, and maybe he could kind of say closer to 6 of the 8 of the remaining quarterbacks are mobile quarterbacks. With Mahomes, mobile QB, Josh Allen, mobile QB, Lamar, obviously, a mobile QB. And then CJ, he can move.
If he wanted to, he could.
He's not
That's
really,
not his game.
On the opposite side, in the NFC, Jalen Hurts, obviously a mobile QB, you know, Jaden is, but not really Goff or Matt Stafford, obviously. So I think it's like 6, maybe 5 of the remaining NFL QBs are mobile.
Think about it. Of the 8 remaining quarterbacks, 7 of them were picked in round 1. Only one wasn't. Jalen Hurts. He got picked in round 2. Uh-huh. But look at this year. Of the 8 quarterbacks entering this weekend, 7 went in round 1, and 2 went first overall. When you think about it, Matt Stafford and Jared Goff. We'll be back to finish it up here in hour number 2 of Sports Talk here on the Big 870 right after this break. Finishing up here in hour number 2 of Sports Talk here on the Big 870. I want to thank Brad Evans from BetMGM tonight. Always does a great job. He's opinionated. I like that. Right or wrong, he's going to give you a strong opinion about something. Tell everybody at 6:30 tonight, Pelicans pregame as the Pelicans play the Dallas Mavericks. We got to get a lineup card to figure out who's playing with the injuries on both sides. And then at 7 o'clock, tip-off. Graf will make the call here. Dallas Pelicans, right after this break, more news sports talk.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.